our announcement today will be July the 9th next year. You'll have a cup race here. You've been waiting 11 years.
Billionaire Bruton Smith announcing the date for next year's Sprint Cup race at the Kentucky Speedway in Sparta. Smith bought the 1.5-mile tri-oval in 2008 from an investor group headed by Northern Kentucky businessman Jerry Carroll. The investors spent $162 million to build the racetrack on 1,000 acres of farmland beside Interstate 71. The track draws large crowds, but NASCAR rebuffed entreaties from its original owners to let the venue host a Sprint Cup race. In 2005, the former owners sued NASCAR but lost. Enter Bruton Smith, chairman and CEO of Speedway Motorsports Incorporated, which owns 7 racetracks that host Sprint Cup races. After making $14 million in improvements to Kentucky Speedway, Smith has landed the pinnacle of stock car races in America. And Smith says even more improvements are on the way.
So when you come to Kentucky Speedway, we want you to come back again and again and again. We're going to open 200 more acres of camping. Campers are our friend.
Smith also plans to expand seating at the facility, which currently can handle 69,000 spectators. In all, he plans to spend around $100 million on the venue. He's getting some help from state economic incentives, approved last year in a special session of the legislature. During debate on the bill, Representative Keith Hall of Phelps emerged as one of the track's most enthusiastic supporters.
And you take this message back to NASCAR. Us old rednecks in the hills will come in groves. The Hillbilly Highway will hit it, and we'll be there to watch that race if you can bring it to Kentucky.
Consider it done. And among the dignitaries at the news conference announcing next year's big race was Governor Steve Beshear.
I'm very interested in seeing the economic impact of having a Sprint Cup race here at Kentucky Speedway. And track officials tell me that it could be upwards to $150 million a year. Now that's something for Kentucky or for any place.
Also recognized for their efforts to bring the race to Kentucky were former Governor Paul Patton and legislative leaders. Owensboro native Darrell Waltrip, a 3-time Cup Series champion, says drivers are excited about next year's 400-mile race because many have already grown fond of the track.
Guys really loved coming here and testing because this track emulated so many of the other tracks. It was a lot like some of the other tracks they went to, but it was a little bit unique, and so they learned a lot about their cars here, running here.
The fans are excited, too. Tom Ellman of Florence is a track regular and can't wait for July 9th.
It's been a long time coming, but it should be a good show. They've been working for a number of years getting down here. I've been here since the first races back in 2000 and keep coming back and waiting for this Cup event. And it's we're just all happy that they're going to have the event.
The Sprint Cup Series is the number one spectator sport in America, having more of the top 20 highest attended events in the country than any other sport. This is NASCAR's first move into a new market since 2001. For Kentucky Public Radio, I'm Tony McVeigh in Frankfort.